For Animal Planet, I'm Will Johnson, and welcome to our Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom podcast. This week, we're talking once again to wildlife expert Peter Gross, and we're talking about Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom Cheetahs, Fast and Furious. The show premieres Sunday, April 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet. Peter, give us your initial thoughts about the new Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special.
It's a great show. This is really done nicely. It's filmed in the spectacular Maasai Mara Game Reserve near Kenya, and it's really a wonderful story about how two cheetah mothers are struggling to raise their young in the competitive world of Maasai Mara.
Well, Peter, you've worked with cheetahs before. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, yes, I have worked with cheetahs before, and it was in Namibia the year before last, and we were able to film cheetahs there and how well the Cheetah Conservation Fund is doing to save cheetahs. And we worked with them as they were doing radio tracking, and then we're fortunate enough to be able to release some cheetahs that may have been shot, but they were relocated. First they were caught in a sort of a large have-a-heart trap. They were baited in, and then they were brought in and examined to be sure they were healthy enough to release, and then in one day released four cheetahs back to the wild. Most exciting thing I think I've done for years.
Well, what age are cheetahs able to strike out on their own?
Well, at around 18 months to 2 years, the mother has spent enough time teaching them to stalk and to hunt and is just starting to introduce them to some prey, which is either very weak or very old or sick, and teaching them to hunt on their own. So right around 2 years is when they tend to get pushed out and are encouraged to go make it on their own.
What about eating? What do cheetahs like to eat?
Their favorite food is gazelles and small antelope. And they'll bring down, after a spectacular, really high-speed chase, they'll bring down hares occasionally. During the drought years, when there's a scarcity of food, they'll basically eat anything that's smaller than they are that they can catch.
Well, we know that cheetahs are the fastest land animals in the world. What makes them so speedy?
Well, their physical makeup is amazing. The fact that they're a smallish animal with a very streamlined, small head, very, very long legs with more dog-like claws than cat-like claws. Cat-like claws, large cat claws tend to retract, where the cheetah's claws dig in. They're tremendous spikes like dogs when they're running. And they have a specially designed nostril, which opens up and lets a tremendous amount of oxygen while they're running. And that helps. And then, of course, they have a special covering that covers their eyes as they're running, as they run through grass and brushes. And then, of course, there's large, wide-set eyes that act like binoculars for spotting prey. So they're designed for speed. And in the wild, it really takes, it's more survival of the fastest than anything else in Africa.
And I got to ask, Peter, why do cheetahs have spots?
Well, the spots are all individual. It's like a fingerprint. No two cheetah has the same spots. And they're primarily to blend in with the tall savanna grasses. As the grasses remove and they're walking through the brown grasses, and the dark spots tend to blend them in with the grass while they're stalking their prey.
Well, I've noticed the cheetahs have a black line of fur running from the corner of their eye down their cheek. Is this just decoration, or does it actually serve a purpose?
It is, and it's interesting. If you watch sports, if you look at football players, you see they have that black smudge they put under their eyes, and if you look at one of the fastest birds in the world, the peregrine falcon has a black mark there, and cheetahs as well. And that is to cut down on the reflection of the sunlight. As cheetahs are standing out in the bright sun in Africa on a termite mound or a rock or in a low tree, scanning the horizon, looking for any form of movement that might be food to them, it cuts down on reflection.
Really amazing animal. Well, I understand that sadly cheetahs are an endangered species. What's the situation, Peter? How many are left, and what's being done to save them?
Well, they are an endangered species. There are roughly 9,000 to 12,000 left in the wild. The largest population is in Namibia in southwest Africa. There's about 2,500 to 3,000 there. But through public awareness and shows like this wonderful The Fast and Furious, it's really going to bring a lot of public attention to the plight of cheetahs. And the more people that see what a spectacular animal they are and see how magnificent they are and how important they are, the more I think we're going to tend to want to do what we can to save them.
Well, it sounds like they're in good hands. Anything that we can do to help?
Well, there are a couple of... the first thing you can do, of course, is spread the word that they are they were thought for years that they were out there killing sheep and cattle, and it turns out, yes, in fact, they do some of that. But fecal study samples have shown that they much prefer to eat wild game than they do young cattle and sheep. The other thing is that I would go to the Cheetah Conservation Fund website. Just go to cheetahconservationfund.org, and there are many suggestions there of what one might do to help save cheetahs.
Peter, back to the show. It's called Cheetahs Fast and Furious. Is it safe to say that this one's a must-see for big cat lovers?
Absolutely. This is some of the most spectacular video. Much of it is shot in slow motion to see a cheetah at a high-speed chase after a gazelle and watch them move, how they turn their bodies and use their tail like a rudder, and watch how this animal performs at high speed is amazing.
Well, could you give us a quick preview before we sign off? What's one of your favorite scenes?
Oh, boy, there's so many good scenes in this show, but one of my favorites is as the young cheetah mother is stalking a gazelle and her three youngsters, the young teenagers, are being taught probably the most important part of hunting in the wild, and that is patience. And she's trying to get the young cheetah cubs to stay calm and move slowly through the brown grass with her as she stalks to be able to catch prey and yet teach them the patience to do that. Because cheetahs can only run very fast for a very short period of time, about 300 to 400 yards, and then their body temperature gets up to about 106 and they have to stop immediately and cool off or they'll just overheat. So it's a tremendous shot watching her teach those young cubs how to make their first kill in the wild.
All right, sounds like we're in store for another excellent show. Not a surprise from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Thanks again to wildlife expert Peter Gross. And you can watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, Cheetahs, Fast and Furious, Sunday, April 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet.